Amazwe akuzamayo ukuthi njengoba sesiyi global village and abantu besuka kulizwe elithile besiye elizwe elithile, for example abantu bayasuka eZimbabwe baye eMelika, njengoba usho ukuthi eMelika yiwe enikeze isipho, amazwe la azibhekele wona ukuthi uvikelwe ukumemetheka kwalo mkhuhlane ubuye ubuyele futhi ngenxa yama-conditions amanye amazwe. So injongo ukuthi kuvikelwe umhlaba wonke jikelele ukuthi into le ingabuyi futhi imemetheke ibe nkulu. Yebo, kukhona inhliziyo enhle entweni ezifana nalezo ukuthi umuntu uma ekunikeza ulutho ukunikezela wena ukuthi uyakusiza ngoba uyakuthanda. But siyazi ukuthi endabeni zezempangazwe nezobudlelwane zamazwe kakhulukazi kubhekwe khona ukuthi kuvikelwe ukuthi if kulimaza iZimbabwe kuzomemetheka futhi kubuyele umhlaba wonke. Kodwa-ke endabeni yemali ukuthi izosetshenziswa ngemfanelo, hhayi, lokho ngeke vele sibe kwazi ngeqiniso. Engizokukholwa kodwa ukuthi ilizwe elifana ne-America uma linikeza iZimbabwe imali liyabe lizozama ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi eqinisweni leyo mali iye kulokhu ethe ifisa ukuba isetshenziswe kukho. Asikholeleke kulokhu ukuthi kuzokuba yileyo ndlela ukuthi ifakile ama-conditions imele kamayinikeza imali yathi sifisa ukuthi imali lisetshenziswe kanje, sifuna futhi ukuthi ifuniyenze i-accounting yakhona lisivezele lokhu nalokhu nalokhu. Of course iyakwazi ukuthi abantu ekugcineni bagcina be-create even nendlela zenezo zoku-accounta zaba yilezo zokuntshontsha futhi. So ngeke sibe iqiniso lapho, akulo ngaphansi sanda sakade mina ngiyazi imali lezo sitshenziswa ngendlela, ngeke, ngoba siyayazi ihulumende yeZimbabwe ukuthi ikusime sinjani. So ngeke kube khona ongathi yena hayi neqiniso izosetshenziswa ngendlela efanele.
Siyananzelela njalo ukuthi uhulumende uthi amakampani kumele azidingele impahla zokuhlola abantu, ama-testing kits, izisebenzi nxa sezibuyela emsebenzini. Singathi imali le evela kwamanye amazwe lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ayeneli yini ukuthi uhulumende athwale wonke umthwalo?
Wele amakampani ukuthi azidingele imitshini yokutesta, bekufuze ukuthi sikhangelele vele ngoba iZimbabwe, uhulumende weZimbabwe uyawasenga amakampani, ungumkhaza emakampanini, akasuyo oncedisa amakampani kodwa ukhangelela ukuthi amakampani abe yiwo ancedisa uhulumende. That's why uzothola ukuthi kuyehliswa, kuyakontrolwa ama-price ukuthi amakampani ayenze kanje ayenze kanje. Inkampani yeZimbabwe, umuntu uma esenza ibhizinisi eZimbabwe uyakwazi ukuthi kuyakhangelelwa here and there ukuthi abheke ini, abhekele ilizwe nohulumende. So akumangalisi lokhu ukuthi kuthiwe khona abangene nabo basize. Angithi lapha kufana nokuthi uhulumende uthi yena if ifuna ukwenza ibhizinisi, save ibhizinisi yakho ngokuthi useve ama-employees akho, wateste ukwenza ukuthi angangeni nomkhuhlane umemetheke ekampanini yakho, ngoba at the end of the day ufuna uku-operate wona, ufuna ukusebenza, yikho kwenza. So ngezindlela zingqobe nje ukuthi ananzi ingqobe, siyalivumela vumani vulana amakampani, kodwa mani wavula liwavule kube kwazi ukuthi azikuya beya ne-cost, ngoba iZimbabwe phela le iZimbabwe inenkinga enkulu kwezomkhonono. So kufuze ukuthi kukhangelele khona ukuthi vele kuzoyenzakala elizweni laseZimbabwe.
Wona amakampani engenelisa yini ukuthi ehlole zonke izisebenzi zawo?
Bona wami ukuthi umuntu ife ekhashe abantu uyafisa ukuthi ibhizinisi yakhe iqhubekele phambili, ama-employees angabuyi oyedwa abangene ne-COVID-19 bese imemetheka nje igulise wonke umuntu phakathi kwekampani. So ngombono wami azokwenza amakampani kuzoba nzima. Istandard singaba low, kodwa ekugcineni bazokuzama ukuthi abantu bangangeni. Bangasebenzisa izichibi, basebenzise ini, amagandana, kusetshenziswa ingcoza, kodwa bazozama ukuthi benzishe ukuthi ama-employees awangeni le-COVID-19 ema-ofisini, bezivikela bona, bevikela lamabhizimusi abo. Angiboni ngani bazokuzama lokho, although if sesifuna ukubheka i-standard, sesifuna ukubheka i-quality yama test mhlawumbe asoza fike kuloko okhangelelweyo international i World Health Organization ukuthi kwenziwe, kodwa bazozama kuzoba nzima kodwa bazozama.